is Rediscover Live for Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect with your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. I'm so glad you're able to join me today as we continue our series on Nothing But the Blood. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank God for the blood. Acts chapter 16, verse 30. And he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" So they said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household." God made it that simple. Believe. We're dealing with, in the blood, we find salvation. And as I said, God made it that simple. Believe. He loved us that much. He made it that easy. Believe and receive his grace, his forgiveness. Believe in the cross. Call in the name and be cleansed in the blood of the Lamb. Because religion says do, the blood says done. Charles H. Spurgeon, 1834 to 1892. Morality may keep you out of jail, but it takes the blood of Jesus Christ to keep you out of hell. Wow. I wish I came up with statements as profound as that. But that's powerful. Morality may keep you out of jail, but it takes the blood of Jesus Christ to keep you out of hell. Psalm 129 and verse 3. The plowers plowed on my back, they made their furrows long. We forget the price that Christ paid for our salvation. Isaiah 52 and 14. Just as there are many who are appalled at him, his appearance was so disfigured beyond that of any human being, and his form marred beyond human likeness. In the New Living. But many were amazed when they saw him. His face was so disfigured, he seemed hardly human, and from his appearance one would scarcely know he was a man. Christ was so badly beaten that he barely looked human. He was sacrificed that we would be saved. This is why 2 Corinthians 5:17 tells us, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Salvation means we have been made new. The blood played an essential role in our salvation. But for the blood, we were lost. Romans 5 and 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We are justified by faith. Justified literally means just as if I had never sinned. And it is all by faith. Faith in what? Faith in the blood. Faith in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Romans 5 and 9. Much more then, having been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. The ESV. Since therefore we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. We are justified by his blood. The only thing that stood between us and the wrath of God was the blood of Jesus. Billy Graham, 1918 to 2018. Be assured that there is no sin you have ever committed that the blood of Jesus cannot cleanse. Leviticus 17 and verse 11. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that makes atonement for the soul. Hebrews 9:22. And according to the law, most all things are purified with blood, and without shedding of blood there is no remission. Remission simply means freedom, pardon, liberty, deliverance, forgiveness. No blood, no forgiveness. No blood, no new beginning. No blood, no salvation or pardon. No healing or heaven. Never forget that. One thing stood between you and an eternity in the fires of hell, and that was the blood of Jesus. The Reverend Billy Graham was once asked, if he could start again, what he would do differently. He simply responded by saying, "I would have preached more on the cross and the blood." There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. And so, in the blood and only in the blood we find salvation. Secondly, we find righteousness. 2 Corinthians 5:21, "For God made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." So again, made what? The righteousness of God in Christ. Did you know that the very moment you receive Christ, that you are made righteous? And you may say, "I don't feel righteous." Feelings have nothing to do with it, my friend. It is all by faith. I want you to consider this verse here, Isaiah 32 and verse 17. The work of righteousness will be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. Psalm 85 and 10, mercy and truth have met together, righteousness and peace have kissed. Romans 14 and 17, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. In the Bible, righteousness and peace always seem to go together. And this is why our society has no peace, because there is no righteousness outside of the blood. And in a society that's become as secular and as really anti-God, anti-Christian as ours has unfortunately become, people will not have righteousness. They may have doctorates, they may have all kinds of degrees, they may have all kinds of accomplishments, they may have all kinds of wealth, but they will not have peace, because righteousness precludes peace. You can't have peace if you don't have righteousness. And so anyway, Romans 5 and 17, much more those who receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign as kings in life by one man, Jesus Christ. We are called to reign in righteousness. Righteousness simply means right standing with God. It is a gift. It's by God's glorious grace, not by merit or works. Our right standing with God is on the basis of the blood and the blood alone. Never forget that. We reign in life because of the blood of Jesus. Job 33:26, he shall pray to God and he will delight in him. He shall see his face with joy, for he restores to man his righteousness. Righteousness was lost in the Garden of Eden, and this is why Adam and Eve saw that they were naked and hid from God. But the ideas and ideologies of men always fail, always. Mortal means death doomed or doomed to die, from the Latin mortalis, subject to death, mortal or human. Because we are sinners separated from God by our sin, and there can be no reigning or even relationship without righteousness. Again, Romans 5:17, much more those who receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign as kings in life by one man, Jesus Christ. And therefore, there can be no reigning. And fact is, beyond that, there can not even be any relationship without righteousness, and no righteousness without the blood. Job 9:25-35 in the Message. My time is short. What's left of my life races off too fast for me to even glimpse the good. My life is going fast, like a ship under full sail, like an eagle plummeting to its prey. Even if I say I'll put all this behind me, I'll look on the bright side and force a smile. All these troubles would still be like grit in my gut, since it's clear you're not going to let up. The verdict has already been handed down, guilty. So what's the use of protests or appeals? Even if I scrub myself all over and wash myself with the strongest soap I can find, it wouldn't last. You'd push me into a pig pen, or worse, so nobody could stand me for the stink. God and I are not equals. I can't bring a case against him. We'll never enter a courtroom as peers. How I wish we had an arbiter to stand in and let me get on with life, to break God's death grip on me, to free me from this terror so I could breathe again. Then I'd speak up and stake my case boldly. As things stand, there's no way I can do it. What a powerful passage. That was Job 9:25-35. And this is the quandary fallen man finds himself in. He knows what he wants, he just can't achieve it outside of Christ. And there is only one way to right standing with God, and that is through the blood of Jesus Christ. There is only one way to become righteous, and that is through the blood. Just like that hymn, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Psalm 51 and verse 10, and it says, do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with your generous spirit. Verse 10, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Do you know the greatest advertisement for the gospel is the joy of the Lord? But as the hymn goes, there is no joy, there is no song in a strange land. How can we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? And so you cannot understand true joy, true happiness, true satisfaction until you become righteous. And there's only one way to become righteous, and that is to call in the name of Jesus, be cleansed in the blood of the Lamb. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow right here on UCBR. God bless you.